time to do the planning and the shopping and the cooking. And that's why I'm excited to introduce you to Greg Miller, CEO of MagicKitchen.com. Magic Kitchen offers a full menu of gourmet frozen dinners that are delivered to your home. Greg, welcome to the show. I'm great, and I wish I had known about you before I was doing all of this cooking over the weekend. It sure would have saved me a lot of time and effort. Talk to us about how you got started in this business.
Well, my partner and I, back in 2005, were looking for a good business opportunity, and both of us have been through the scenario of aging parents, so we've had to support people that need special diets, and in one case had a tough time getting out to get supplies to make meals. So we came up with the business idea and put it together late in 2005.
Okay. And you decided that you would cook meals and then market them on the internet and deliver them. You would freeze them, like flash freeze them, and then deliver them to people overnight?
Right. Initially, we started in Northern California, and we wanted to deliver meals just in the Northern California marketplace, but we ended up delivering meals across the country within 6 months of when we started. And what we do is produce the meals in our kitchens, flash freeze them, as you said, and then we would ship them in a cooler with dry ice. So when they're received by the party that orders them or the party that's going to receive them, they would just open the cooler, take everything out, and then just put it in the freezer and reuse it at their convenience, reheating it in the oven with a microwave.
Okay. When I first went to your website and I looked at the menus, I thought, wow, this looks really, really good. And I thought, this must be very expensive. But when I started putting the numbers to it and the way it's packaged, it looks like the meals run an average of $7 to maybe $12 a piece. Is that right?
Yeah, somewhere in that range. I mean, we have some that are less expensive and some that are more expensive. Mm-hmm. And we try to be meals, the kind of things when you were growing up on a Sunday evening, let's say when you had family or friends over, just mm-hmm. good quality, good tasting food, all made by hand, mm-hmm. no preservatives, and do it at a reasonable price.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed that people can order packages so that you could have bundles of one meals. For one person, that you could get a bundle of different meals that would all be shipped at the same time, or you could get meals that were packaged for a number of people.
Right, right. We have, two different multiple markets that we deal with. One of them is people that are living by themselves, mm-hmm. and then we have busy families as well. So it's kind of a combination of those. We do, whatever makes sense given the situation.
Mm-hmm. And you also have meals for special diets, correct?
Right. We do have, we have two different menus. One of them is what we refer to as the homestyle menu, mm-hmm. and that's a la carte. And you can order just the main course if you want, or you can order the main course, the side dish, the soup, and dessert. And those are set up to be healthy, that kind of thing. Like I said, the types of things you would have had on a Sunday night when you had family or friends mm-hmm. over. But we also have low-fat, low-carb, low-sodium. We have some diabetic-friendly meals on that menu as well. We mm-hmm. also have a vegetarian menu that we break off from there. And then we get into what we refer to as our special diets menu. And these are all complete meals formatted kind of like a TV dinner, if you will. So it's a complete meal with a main course and two side dishes. And those are divided into portion controlled if you're trying to control your weight.
Okay.
We have low sodium. We have diabetic friendly. We also have a renal diet. And we also have meals for people that are on dialysis.
Wow. And how many meals are you shipping out during a day?
It varies. I mean, in the summer, it's a little bit quieter just because a lot of people travel and that kind of thing. Uh-huh. But to give you an annual basis, somewhere just under 500,000.
No kidding. Wow. Did you expect it was going to get this big when you started it?
well, I'm an entrepreneur by heart, so I was hoping for more, but it's been pretty dramatic growth all along, and you know, we've seen growth quarter over quarter since we started our business, and so we're excited about that. Even though there's a recession, you wouldn't know it looking at our business. But I think, you know, the boomers are getting older, and obviously some of us had a little too much fun, and now we're starting to pay for it. But that's why we're having the special diet requirements. But, you know, I think people are just looking for more options to give them more time and more flexibility with their lives.
Oh, I think that's
really what we try to do.
I think that's true. One of the most difficult things for me toward the end of my mother's life was trying to manage the food. And this was in 2001, 2002, so it was before the internet was really widely used by anyone, and I didn't know about shopping programs, you know, that any grocery stores that would deliver food. And they may have at that time, they may not have, but I wasn't aware of it. And she lived in Kansas, I lived in Oregon, and so I was going home about every 2 months and trying to make sure that her refrigerator and her freezer was stocked and that she would have enough food to get her through. And that was a big issue, and it weighed very heavily on my heart, because I grew up on a Kansas farm and we cooked. That's how you showed people you loved them. You know, it was fixing meals. And to have her in a position where she couldn't drive a car and didn't have easy transportation and couldn't get to the store, that was one of the biggest issues that we faced. And I would have loved having access to the type of service that you're offering.
Right. Well, and that's, you know, that's a majority of our business by far. We have probably 2/3 of our business comes in on meal programs.
Mm-hmm.
By that, I mean people get meals on a regular basis. It could be, you know, 7 dinners and 7 lunches a week, or it could be 5 meals a week, or it could be 6 meals a month. You know, we're totally flexible in terms of what we provide, but that's the majority of our business.
Okay.
And then about a third of our business is meal gifts. And that's to people that, as we say, are the life challenged. They had a baby, they were in the hospital, someone's sick, someone's passed away. You know, so anything that can assist to help them out. I mean, it's kind of like the good old days where when you and I were growing up and someone was sick next door, you'd take them a casserole or some comfort food.
Absolutely.
Just to help them out.
Absolutely.
And that the way we look at it is we're a casserole from afar.
Yes, I think that's wonderful. You just made me think of a story several years ago when my mom was still living and healthy. A neighbor died. A friend of hers' husband passed away, and so she fixed some food and she took it over to Lillian, her friend, and she said, "Lillian, what you do is you just put this in your microwave and warm it up." And Lillian said, "I don't have a microwave." And Mom said, "Oh, you have to get a microwave. Everybody needs a microwave." And Lillian said, "Madeline, there are 3 things I don't need. I don't need a dog, I don't need a man, and I don't need a microwave."
There you go.
So I guess she warmed it up on the stove.
Yep.
Well, at any rate, I think you're doing a great service, and your food looks wonderful, and I appreciate what you're doing to help caregivers and those of us who are living across the country and trying to support a parent or maybe a sibling who is carrying the bulk of the weight of caring for those who can no longer care for themselves. So thank you very much for coming on the show, and I'll list your website and telephone number in the program description so people can find you.
Sure. One thing that they should do is mention that you know, they're interested in a meal program for their loved ones, and we actually provide ongoing free delivery for the life of the program that we have. So,
oh, wow. That's a great benefit.
We're happy to help however we can.
All right. Thank you, Greg. Thank you for tuning in to Caregiver Help Radio. We're hosted on webtalkradio.net, and I'm Elaine Sanchez. I want to thank my guest today, Melora Jackson, Training and Program Specialist for the Southern Half of Mississippi's Division of Alzheimer's Disease under the Department of the Mental Health Department of Mississippi. I also want to thank Greg Miller, CEO of MagicKitchen.com. When we talk about the importance of caring for the caregiver, it has bigger ramifications than any of us may be aware of. I was so pleased last week. A friend sent me a newsletter that went out to all healthcare providers in the state of Oregon, and it was really encouraging physicians to talk to the caregiver when they are speaking to their patients, and they have become aware that when the care receiver is taking care of him or herself, that readmissions go down and that we are able to keep people in their homes and out of professional nursing care for longer periods of time. It's a good thing that the healthcare industry is starting to recognize this. Now, if we can just get each other to recognize it, and if you can understand that this is really important to you and to your care receiver to take care of yourself, then we will be making big steps forward. I would like to encourage you to visit our website, which is caregiverhelp.com. My husband and I developed this program based on our own experience of caring for our family members that have gone through a variety of different illnesses and issues. My husband lost his first wife to lung cancer. My dad had a stroke. My mother had congestive heart failure. We have a son that had a serious brain injury when he was in high school. We have a daughter-in-law with bipolar disease, and we have an elderly aunt. So we have a lot of caregiving experience that we picked up during the time that we had very busy and demanding careers and we were raising children. So if you are in the middle of this sandwich generation and you're taking care of an elderly loved one and you're also caring for children at home, I hope you get the message that you need to put your care up there and rank it in importance with caring for your loved one, because if you don't take care of yourself, the length of time that you'll be able to care for your loved one is going to be drastically shortened. So with that, I would like to thank you for coming today to join us in our program, and I would like to invite you to share your feedback. If you have thoughts or suggestions on topics that you would like for us to cover on this program, if you have a story you would like to share, or if you have a rant that you would like to get off of your chest, please connect with me on Facebook and I will do my best to respond. And then come back next week when we're going to be talking about other issues and other solutions to caregiving questions and problems. And we are here to help you find the hope, humor, and heart in caring for those who can no longer care for themselves. See you next week. Bye-bye.